In the first place, here's a picture here. You wanted early pictures. This is a picture that I was had taken when I was in officer's training camp in Louisville.
All right, let's see this. Now this says the 21st Battery, French
Field Artillery Central Officers Training School.
In Louisville, Kentucky. Now, where are you, Dr. McGreevy?
Right here.
Right?
Right there.
Right there. All right.
Second to the left.
All right, let me write this down, and I want to find out how old you are.
Well, I can tell you.
All right, let me get my notes first.
You're not going.
Good. Go wrong because it's going to rain, I'm afraid. You were second from the left.
I'm on the right. No, I'm on the right of this. There's
this
me
you.
Right there.
Oh, but you're on the left-hand side of the
looking,
picture.
Yeah.
The men, but you're on the, when I'm looking at
I'm
the picture.
I'm sitting, sitting, yeah. Now this fella here on my right is a Southwestern graduate. He was a contemporary of mine in Clarksville. He died recently, Turner Jones.
Turner
he
Jones.
Lived in Talladega, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I were together in the officer training camp, but this was in 1918, and I was 22 years old then. This is about the earliest picture.
That's excellent. That's fine. See, I won't be able to unroll the whole thing, but that's all right. All I want to see is you anyway.
Here are the officers.
Over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I thought maybe this might be of some interest since
very
it was
much so. I'd love to have that.
A boyhood. Now, here's another thing that I have. I found a few publications that I did for the college.
Oh, good, good.
I didn't know whether you'd be able to get those in Springfield's office.
Well, now, look, let me show you what I have here and see which one you want me to use. That came from the library, the borough library.
This is what in the world? Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you all those. This is a good thing here, but I've got the same thing right here.
All
you
right.
won't need this then.
Well, now, which way?
Now, those are research things on my own. I didn't do those for the college.
Oh, well, I just want something that you've published.
Well, all those I published.
Oh, I know it. Well, I want this. This has to do with math. Now, see, this
has to do with math.
I wanted something to see.
There are 22 articles that I published while I was teaching, research articles. I kept myself pretty busy.
I bet you did.
I didn't play any bridge particularly. It wasted my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked at night and in the daytime, and I published these because...
Well, you see, what I want to do is I want to show, of course, confined as I am to an exhibit area, I have to show only one, but I wanted to show one of your publications. So I will, is there one over another that you want me to show? Is one more scholarly than the other?
No, all of them are on the same.
All right. So if I just open it at the middle of the book and
I'll just do any of them that, there are a couple that I did with my professor, E.P. Lane, and that there are two here. But any way you want to open it,
all right, then I will.
Is all right.
All right, then I've got that name.
Now,
keep
here,
going.
Here are some things that you might be interested in. This is the program of the dedication of the Borough Library in 1953. I had charge of that, and I prepared this program for the library dedication.
Yes, Jim told me that you did a lot of this.
Yes, I was busy most of the time doing that. And here's a thing that I got out too. I was chairman of the Research and Creative Activity Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And these are this is assembled here, the things that people, faculty members, worked on during the summer and during the year, they got grants.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And this committee, of which I was chairman, gave these grants to faculty members, and this is a summary of the grants that we gave for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Here was a program that I got out for the dedication of the Briggs Student Center.
All right.
And here is, I had charge of the the inauguration of Alexander, too, David Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the inauguration of
that. I was working there then.
Yeah. And this is our secretary of the Centennial and Inaugural Committee. And Dr. Deal and I, he was chairman. And I was secretary, and this was a report that I got out for the proceedings of the centennial and inaugural. That was in 1949.
All righty. All right.
That has, let me see something right here. Let me see. But that was a quite a, here's Rhodes' inaugural address too. This was his inauguration, you see, Rhodes. And Dr. Deal stepped down then, but he was very much interested in the his successor, you see.
Of course.
So,
mm-hmm.
But that was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, this got to do with the college, but this was the 50th anniversary of the Evergreen Presbyterian Church, and they got me to do this history of Evergreen Presbyterian Church.
Were you a member of Evergreen?
I was a member
mm-hmm.
of Evergreen, yeah.
Okay. That's good, because you see, I want to get as many sides of you as I can.
I was an elder of the church for a while.
All right.
And this now is a little, I think it was the last thing I did. No, it wasn't either. No, Alexander's thing. But this, when Dr. Deal died, this was, a sort of a memorial.
Mm-hmm.
McElwain was a former professor at Southwestern, Shields McElwain, and he wrote the text, and I got the stuff and put it together and made a little brochure there, which I thought was right pretty.
Very nice.
And
very nice. Dr. Queen, these things are fabulous. My only horror is that I'm not going to be able to use all of them.
No, now there's other things too. The there was a brochure that I got out for the library during the dedication. That's just the program in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a pretty brochure that we got out. Kenny worked on this too. And it was a beautiful little thing. But I don't have a copy of that.
Well, you realize we're doing Larry Kenny at the same time we're exhibiting
here. Yeah. Now, you might find one of those in
Kenny may have it. I don't know. Uh-huh. Well, of course, Sarah Taylor is featuring
the Christmas calendars. You remember the little Christmas calendars?
Yeah.
I got those out for many years. I don't know how many.
Uh-huh.
But they were nice. Wilbur Mims did the pen and ink drawings for those, but
let me show you a few things that I've collected, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
McQueen, and let you give your approval or disapproval of them. Again, I won't be able to display all of it because of the lack of space, which is a pity.
Well, you can just select what
you want. But I can tell you what. George Apperson gave me four cases down in the Halliburton Tower where he's been collecting pluff or exhibiting
mm-hmm.
pluff. And everybody said, I don't believe George Apperson gave you space. I said, yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are some photos that I want to I want to exhibit. Now, you tell me if I've labeled those things correctly.
Yeah. Leland Scott, Jack Russell. That's all right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is I don't even remember that picture. this, I remember this, Baker and Vaughn and McQueen and Rhodes, yes. Now you got my name spelled wrong.
All right, I'm sorry.
My middle name is L-E-I-G-H instead of L-E-E.
Well, thank you.
L-E-I-G-H.
Okay, I certainly don't want to do that. Well, that's where your son spells his. And I've got it spelled wrong here, too.
Yeah, he's.
All right, now here's another one with you and Dr. Atkinson. Isn't that Atkinson?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right.
That's our office up on the third floor.
Did you all share an office?
Yes, that's right, on the third floor of the science building.
Now that would be the old, what we call the chemistry building.
Yeah.
That's before the new science building was built.
That's right, on the mm-hmm. old chemistry building.
Mm-hmm.
This was 309, I believe, I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly
okay,
it.
Okay, and then this is a more recent one. I'm going to use that. I have room.
This name is wrong here, too.
Okay, I'm going to mark that. I'm sorry, I did it on all of them. That's my fault.
Now, I've got one or two that you might look at to see.
All right, maybe. But let me finish showing you this.
Now, yeah.
This is the program when you graduated from Southwestern in Clarksville.
Well, I'm a son of a gun.
He gave me two so I could show the front and the back.
I never saw this myself, even.
Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah. Yeah, they spelled my name wrong here.
Did they?
Yeah.
were there just four graduates at U?
No, there were four.
I say, is that all?
Huh?
Just four people?
Just four, that's all. That was in
1990.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's something, really.
Isn't that something to have?
Yeah.
If you, I certainly can't give it to you because it's the...
No.
But I can copy it and send you a copy of it.
Some of these times, when you get chance, why...
I'll be happy to Xerox it.
Xerox it,
and
yeah.
Let you have it for a keepsake. Yeah. Well, I have that. Now, let's see. What else I got here? Now, that's about extent. Oh, no. I've got plenty. I've got this that I want to do.
Well, now, that I've got one of those,
well,
too.
Well, you keep yours.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Because now, Albert Johnson and Ann Boatner. All right, I got this that you and Irma did.
That's right. Now, I used to be the editor of this, well,
yeah,
has got it down, yeah. Dr. Deal wrote me in on this, I had a hard time getting out of it.
Oh, did you?
It took me about, 23 to, 19, eight, about 7 or 8 years. Anyway, it was hard work.
Well, I bet it was.
And,
Well, I hope to exhibit that as one of your.
Yeah.
Now, when, oh, what is, oh, wait a minute, there was something in here about your retirement. Let me see. Oh, Lord, I hope I didn't lost that.
Well, there were one or two newspaper things.
No, this was, I've carried this stuff around with me so lovingly that I, here it is. Right there, see?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What was that, a Southwestern Alumni News or something?
This was the Southwestern News, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I want to...
They changed the format
of
that
for a long time. So I hope to exhibit that. And
see, here was a Southwestern News. Let me see what's in there. I believe that some of these pictures... Oh, here was a... math department right up in the Southwestern News.
Mm-hmm.
See, there was the whole math faculty then, and they right up about each one of us.
May I have this one
now? Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now I'm keeping yours separate from those.
Okay, now here's a... my son Robert took this of me when we used to live up near the college.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I like this other one where you're sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
I think I used that one. I think they're close to about being
yeah,
at the same time.
Me, yes.
And
mm-hmm.
I think since I'm so limited on space, I think
right,
I'll use this
yeah.
one.
Okay.
And
now, I guess here's a newspaper thing. Oh, here's one thing that might, you probably got one of these. This is, you remember Cooper did the first
history.
mystery, mm-hmm. and Jim did brought
right.
it up today.
Right.
But here's a picture that I just happened to see the other day. I was gathering some stuff. This is the faculty and students at Southwestern in 1924.
Are you in there?
Yeah, right. See right there that.
Are you 1924? Well, you are your professor then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the year before we moved to Memphis, you see.
Oh, well, this is at Clarksville then.
That's Clarksville.
Oh, well, then we certainly want. Yes, I want. You
yeah.
know, I ask you, you know.
Right, yeah.
All right, now let me write this down. Class mm-hmm. of 1924, and this was at Clarksville. Okay, let me find something that uses a. What did you use as a paper mark? What is that? Is that
this
a
was
clipping?
Just a little. There was a little write-up down there about where I'm at retirement.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what.
Well,
it
I think you better keep that. I might do something
okay.
to that. What is that?
That's
I know what I use for a bookmark. I'm just trying to find a bookmark.
Well, I can get some paper if you want.
I'll use this Minute Maid Southwestern because I would love to use this old picture because those things
yeah.
are so they're hard to come by.
Yes, they are. The here's a. I retired in 1966,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was a custom when anybody retired at that time to get John Henry Davis
uh-huh.
gave the retirement speech, you know, and it was quite interesting. Now, that year that I retired, John was in Europe, but he wrote this thing and sent it to somebody, sent it to the office. Irma Reese, I think, received it.
Uh-huh.
But, and I've forgotten who read it, but anyway, here's what John wrote, and you can take this and...
Well, could I take excerpts from it?
Anything you want.
All
That's
right.
what John did now.
All right.
And that's some right numerous. He mentions in there about painting one side of the house
uh-huh.
each year, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, it's all right, yes. Now, here's something that the board of directors gave
oh.
me when I retired. And
mm-hmm.
President Alexander, at the commencement exercise over in Evergreen Church, asked me to come out from the faculty and read that thing. I didn't know what he was going to do when he called me out. Anyway, he read that, and I appreciated it very much because it was a board action.
I certainly would like to exhibit
yeah.
this. It's
yeah,
not only is it something I want people to read, but I also it's. Very beautiful.
Yes, it is.
It's very nice to look at.
I think that
I think
that Dr. Millard wrote it. You know him, do you?
W.J.
Millard.
I know who he is, and that's
well,
about it.
I suspicion that he wrote it.
One thing I want us to do, I'd like to be able to give a resume of your life, Dr. McQueen.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go slowly here so I can write. But of course, I'm getting it on tape, but I want to be sure I've got it both ways.
Now, let me show you one other thing.
Okay.
That Dr. Deal wrote this. He belonged to the Egyptians. You've heard of the Egyptians.
Oh, Jim is a member. Yes, uh-huh.
And he wrote this thing and on moving to college. And he asked me to come to that meeting of the Egyptians. And here's a paragraph that he wrote in this that
mm-hmm.
is quite complimentary.
Very nice.
Regard that as about the best thing that was said.
Well, I can understand why after reading it. That's marvelous. Let me have this. I might
okay.
not can exhibit it, but I would like to quote it.
Okay, yeah.
Especially since having been said by Dr. Deal.
Yeah. I think you've got enough pictures, haven't you?
I think so, yes, sir. I think I've got all I've got space for, frankly.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to do is just sort of start with, you know, just a broad outline. You were born where?
I was born in Anniston, Alabama.
Anniston, A-N-N-I-S-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Alabama. And what year?
August the 23rd, 1896.
Who were your mother and daddy? I mean, your maiden name, mother.
My mother was, maiden name was Martha Windsor. And my father was Donald McQueen, no middle name.
D-O-N-A-L-D.
D-O-N-A-L-D. And he was a Presbyterian minister. And he was pastor of the church in Anniston for a number of years. And I was born there.
Mm-hmm.
Then...
you were born and educated in Anniston as far as you?
No, I left there when we were pretty small. And but I was... went to high school in Shelbyville, Tennessee. He was also a pastor there in the church, Presbyterian church. And I graduated from a very good school at that time. It was one of the early preparatory schools called Tate School, T-A-T-E.
And is this a secondary?
It was a secondary school, yes.
So you attended the high school in Shelbyville, but
that's
you graduated
right.
from Tate. Was it a private school?
It was a private school,
now,
yeah.
Where was that located?
Just up the hill from where we lived.
In Shelbyville?
In Shelbyville, yeah. Matter of fact, I think this is the old building that the school, there was the old school. In Shelbyville.
And a postcard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have, my sister-in-law is from Wartrace, so I've been to Shelbyville.
Oh, yeah, well, Wartrace was on the main line, and Shelbyville was off on the spur.
Well, now, Shelbyville's much bigger than Wartrace
now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bell Buckle was a very famous little town because Webb School
was there.
Right. And Tullahoma, Fitzgerald and Clark was the school. The early, you might say, the good, outstanding school there, but...
Well, did you go to Clarksville directly to college,
Went to Clarksville in 1914, yes. I graduated from high school in the spring of 1914 and entered Southwestern as a freshman.
All right, and I could look on here and see the exact title. It was not, what was it, Southwestern
Presbyterian University, yeah.
Was university.
That's right. Unfortunately, they had a theological department then, you see.
So that made it a graduate.
So that made it mm-hmm. a university
mm-hmm.
by
right.
a narrow margin.
All right, and in 1914, and then you graduated in 1919.
I had a year off, you see, for part of the time the Army disturbed my...
So you went to the Army for 1 year?
Not, I wasn't in the Army all that time. I taught for the... First time I taught was in Chamberlain Hunt Academy down in Port Gibson, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
That was before I graduated from college, you see.
Yes.
And you ever hear of Pete Richardson?
No.
Well, Pete was quite an illustrious alumnus of the college, and he taught at Port Gibson. This Chamberlain Hunt Academy, it still exists, it still runs.
Oh.
Old Dr. Thompson was president when I taught there, and that
well,
was my
Well, now,
first.
Why did you interrupt your education to go there to teach? Was this due?
Well, the times were disturbed, you see.
Uh-huh.
You felt like you ought not to be in college, you felt like you ought to be doing something, and I couldn't get in the Army then because I wasn't old enough.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I was going to say, you got in the Army sometime.
Yeah,
they're
so I just decided I was going to teach for a year.
All right.
And I did. And
and then you went back.
Then I went back after going to the Army from the teaching.
All right.
Then I came back to Southwestern.
Well, now, let's see, how long were you in the Army then?
Well, the armistice was signed.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was picture was 1918, October.
Mm-hmm.
The armistice was signed in November, so that put a crimp in everything, you see.
So you could work because of the armistice, you were there only a short while.
I had a choice of either staying in the Army
mm-hmm.
or leaving, and I wasn't about to stay in.
So So you were in the Army probably what?
About 4 or 5 months.
All right. And then you went back to school and
graduated. In
1919. All right, now, what happened next?
Well, let me see. After I graduated, I was looking for a job, and I had an offer for teaching at the University of Wisconsin, math, in the engineering department, and I accepted that. And
were you an assistant professor?
No, just instructor.
Instructor.
Yeah, instructor in the University of Wisconsin.
In the math department.
Math department.
So and math was your thing all the way through. I mean, you learned early you wanted to teach math.
That's right. Yeah, I taught some biology for a while, but when I got back to Southwestern, but I was in the University of Wisconsin for 3 years.
So that would be from 1919 to.
Really 1920, yes.
All right, 1920.
Because of fall, you see, you went to 1920
to 23.
And that, I graduated, I got my master's degree from the University of Wisconsin, along
with
the fact that I was teaching, you see. Mm-hmm. I took me 3 years to get my master's
because I didn't
have enough time.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I was working full-time teaching all the time. And I got my master's in June 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the day that one of the other faculty members and our instructor went with our professor, one of the professors there, fishing and in one of the lakes. Madison is has a lot of lakes
it
around.
It surely does.
So we had a boat that we built, and we went out in this boat and fished that afternoon. I got my master's in the morning. I had to commence some exercise in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So after we had fished for several hours, we left the professor's house, and we're going to our rooms, but we were crossing the field, the football field, and this bolt of lightning came down. It wasn't raining, anything like that. We didn't have any fishing poles or anything to bother us. But anyway, this bolt of lightning came down and killed a man, my friend on the left, hit him in the head and burnt me on the shoulder here and peppered me around here and burnt my shoes. But anyway, that was a bad experience.
I should say so.
And but I was scheduled to teach that summer in summer school. This was in May, and Dr. Deal had written me asking me to come back to Southwestern the following year, and I had refused because I thought maybe I'd be better off staying at a big place like Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But after I got hit by lightning, I got thinking about things and why I was spared, you see.
Uh-huh.
So I decided I'd come back.
Well, let me tell you what, did you read what Jim said about you in the book about the lightning?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know how Jim can make things funny.
Dr. Deal was right funny, too. When I wrote to him and told him that I had refused his initial offer, but I was wanted to renege and accept it if he was still open.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, wrote back and said it was, and then he sent me a short letter. Said mm-hmm. something about Martin Luther having an experience with lightning.
Really?
I didn't know about that, but I still don't know. But anyway, he was very glad to have me come back, and that was the start of my stay here, you see.
Well, I was going to read that to you.
That was in 1923.
I could, oh yeah, here it is. Professor, yeah, Marion L. McQueen, retired from E.C. Eliot Chair of Mathematics in 1966. Southwestern lost not only another claim to his distinction, but the life's faculty link with Clarksville Days. A 1919 graduate there, the young McQueen was offered a teaching post by Dr. Deal a year or two later when he was about to get his M.A. You had already gotten it, but he refused in favor of doing doctoral work. On the day he got his M.A., he went fishing with a friend. A bolt of lightning killed his companion and put the fresh M.A. in the hospital for weeks. There he had time to reflect on the power of Dr. Deal's ally and his chariots of wrath, and chose to start teaching. Later he did sneak off on a leave of absence to get his Ph.D.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Dr. Deal's ally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now let's see. Let me, as far as that goes, I do want to mention that because that is